Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As the sun sets, Jerusalem enjoys a mild evening, while Tel Aviv remains comfortably warm. It's a pleasant night across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF releases a map showing its deployment in southern Lebanon following a new memorandum signed by Trump, as reported by Ynet earlier today. Also, Axios reports that Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the recent ceasefire. Also this hour, I-24 News notes a growing rift between Trump and Netanyahu, driven by differing goals exposed by the Iran deal. Separately, Forward highlights that Trump's deal allows Iran to keep ballistic missiles while barring nuclear weapons. And finally, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Trump's decision on the Iran deal may be influenced by economic concerns and upcoming midterms. Reaction has been swift on social media. David Keyes writes just minutes ago about forming an Iran deal support group, offering comfort and support to those affected by the latest developments. Standing Together, a social movement, shares a poignant story of a Jaffa resident reaching out to a family in Gaza, reflecting the human cost of regional tensions. Raylan Givens posts that CNN reports Netanyahu has informed Trump that Israel may not adhere to a permanent end to the war in Lebanon. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's actions in southern Lebanon, according to Ynet, Israeli troops are operating up to 10 kilometers inside Lebanese territory. The military aims to neutralize threats and safeguard northern communities. This action underscores the ongoing security challenges Israel faces on its northern front. Turning to Iran's missile launch, reported by Axios, this marks the first such attack since the ceasefire, potentially undermining diplomatic negotiations. Israel is expected to respond, risking a reignition of conflict. This development raises concerns about regional stability and future peace efforts. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights tensions between Trump and Netanyahu. The Iran deal has exposed differing objectives between the two leaders. As negotiations progress, this discord might impact future cooperation between Israel and the U.S. on Iran. In earlier reporting from Forward, Trump's Iran deal allows Iran to retain ballistic missile capabilities. However, it firmly prohibits the development of nuclear weapons. Experts warn that this compromise may embolden Iran's regional ambitions while limiting its nuclear threats. Finally, the Jerusalem Post reports that Trump's decisions on Iran are driven by economic fears. Concerns over a potential recession and rising fuel prices, along with the threat of a Republican defeat in midterm elections, play a significant role. This strategy highlights the interplay between domestic politics and foreign policy decisions. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that SailPoint has acquired Israeli cyber startup Entro Security for $200 million. This move strengthens SailPoint's position in the growing sector of securing non-human identities. Separately, Globes notes the downfall of Oran Holtzman's Oddity Tech due to a malfunctioning algorithm. The Israeli online cosmetics company faces challenges with its advertising partner, impacting its market performance. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Elon Musk has become the first trillionaire, largely due to a surge in SpaceX's valuation. This milestone illustrates the vast wealth disparity and raises questions about modern economic inequality. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.